It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Wesleyan Christian Mustangs, Kurt Cloud. Mustangs improving to 2-1 with a 58-12 win at Union Christian. This past Friday, Wesleyan Christian will start its home portion of the schedule this Friday in Bartlesville at the 7:30 kickoff against Eagle Point Christian. Coach Cloud, your thoughts on your victory this past Friday?
Well, it was a good win. It's a long way over there to Fort Smith, but we played a younger, inexperienced team, even more younger and inexperienced than we were, and we played well. We executed well. We played pretty good defense for the most part, and most importantly, we didn't get too many people banged up.
58-12. You guys are now 2-1 on the season. Now you've doubled up your win total from a year ago, and I would guess, especially with how young everyone is, it's got to be pretty inspiring, or at least confidence-inducing, for you guys to win two of your first three.
Yeah, it is. We've improved a lot from last year, and boys just keep working hard, and we expect to improve, and I think we're going to win quite a few more.
Who played well for you on Friday?
Well, we had quite a few kids play well. Jarrell Martin had a big night running the ball and receiving it, and I think he had three touchdowns. Beth Thompson had two touchdowns. Austin Cobb threw the ball well, and he had four touchdown passes, and he ran for two touchdown passes.
You guys finally get to play at home. It seems like it's been a while. Obviously, you've played three games. Most teams that we cover here in the state have either played one or two games, so you finally get home for a week number four for you all against Eagle Point Christian. What do you know about Eagle Point Christian, and how nice is it to finally be able to stay in Bartlesville on a Friday night?
Yeah, we're looking forward to staying home. I think the boys are a little tired of traveling, so they're looking forward to staying home, even if it's just for a week. They're looking forward to it. And we really don't know a lot about Eagle Point. I haven't gotten any film from them yet, and I have had bad luck trying to trace down even if they have played yet. I haven't seen any scores, so I'm thinking that this might be their opener. I know last year they were really young and really inexperienced.
7:30 kickoff here in Bartlesville, Wesleyan Christian against Eagle Point Christian. I know it's something that we've talked about off and on a little bit throughout our few interviews we've done early on the season. You talked about all the travel, and I know that's one thing that you guys should be able to alleviate a little bit next year when you're in the OSSAA. So I know you've got this final year having to go to Fort Smith and some of those other places like you mentioned, but here pretty quick you're going to be able to stay for the most part on the eastern part of Oklahoma.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I think DePew will be the furthest district game for us, and we'll play a couple of non-conference games. I think we are going to go up to Garber, but Garber's not too bad. It's only an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, yeah, we're looking forward to staying a little bit closer.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud. Once again, the Mustangs took care of Union Christian this past Friday. 58-12, the final score there, and they've got Eagle Point Christian coming up at home this Friday, 7:30 scheduled kickoff here in Bartlesville. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week.
Thank you, Evan.